This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign.
It was a 20-minute news conference made up of a 15-minute opening statement and only about 5 minutes of questioning from reporters. Some insights were new, but essentially what reporters heard was a reiteration of the fourth-page letter the Attorney General William Barr released to the world 2 weeks ago.
But the special counsel found no evidence that any American, including anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired or coordinated with the Russian government or the IRA in this illegal scheme.
As the opening statement continued, Attorney General Barr discussed the additional concern regarding obstruction of justice.
The Deputy Attorney General and I concluded that the evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
A part of his and Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's reasoning for not pursuing obstruction charges, the Attorney General said, was because of what he called extraordinary scrutiny of the president.
There is substantial evidence to show that the president was frustrated and angered by his sincere belief that the investigation was undermining his presidency, propelled by his political opponents, and fueled by illegal leaks. Nonetheless, the White House fully cooperated with the special counsel's investigation.
Barr then went on to answer about 5 minutes of questions from reporters before abruptly ending the news conference. Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller was not in attendance at the morning press conference. This is VOA News. Suspected separatist militants ambushed a bus in southwestern Pakistan before dawn on Thursday and killed 14 passengers, mostly Navy personnel. Witnesses said the bus was stopped in a remote area when a group of about two dozen assailants, disguised as paramilitary forces, went through identification cards of all the passengers before forcing 16 of them out and spraying them with bullets. Two of the hostages managed to escape in the process and reach the nearest security checkpost to narrate the incident, that according to a security official speaking with VOA. A Pakistan Navy spokesman later confirmed its personnel were among the slain men but gave no further details. Meanwhile, Pakistan warned Thursday that an escalation in hostilities could derail U.S.-led peace efforts in Afghanistan, although it apparently refrained from condemning Taliban insurgents for unleashing their annual spring offensive in the neighboring country. The Taliban announced the new offensive last Friday amid expectations their ongoing direct peace talks with U.S. interlocutors would discourage the insurgent group from going ahead with this year's spring operations, which mark an intensification in the Afghan war, now in its 18th year. U.S. officials are responding to reports of a missile test by North Korea. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The White House and Pentagon say they are aware of a report of a North Korean missile test, but no other information has been provided. North Korea's state-run Korean Central News Agency says a new type tactical guided weapon was fired by the Academy of Defense Science. According to the announcement, the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, observed the firing. After a February summit in Hanoi between Kim and President Donald Trump failed, some observers were expecting low-level provocations from the North. However, it was likely not a ballistic missile test, which would jeopardize diplomatic talks. I'm Mike Rossia.
President Trump offered his assessment of the vast Democratic field of presidential candidates trying to displace him in 2020. Steve Herman has this for VOA.
President Donald Trump has his eye on the expanding list of Democrats running to beat him in next year's election. Speaking Wednesday to David Webb of the Patriot Channel on the Sirius XM satellite radio platform, Trump said, Senator Bernie Sanders seems to have the most spirit among the pack of Democrats, while former Vice President Joe Biden will likely struggle to gain the nomination.
It could be Bernie, and it could be Biden. And I think Sleepy Joe's going to have a hard time. He's, 1% Joe. I don't think he's going to make it.
Trump also said he'd like to run against the mayor from Indiana, a reference to 37-year-old Pete Buttigieg, who would make history as not only the youngest, but the first openly gay U.S. president. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.